news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Feed My People.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee. He went up onto the mountainside and sat down there. Large crowds of people came to him, bringing with them cripples, the deformed, the blind, the mute, and many others besides. They laid them at his feet, and he cured them. The result was great astonishment in the crowds as they beheld the mute speaking, the deformed made sound, cripples walking about, and the blind seeing. They glorified the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. By now they have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not wish to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way. His disciples said to him, How could we ever get enough bread in this deserted spot to satisfy such a crowd? But Jesus asked them, How many loaves of bread do you have? 7, they replied, and a few more fish. Then he directed the crowd to seat themselves on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. All ate until they were full. When they gathered up the fragments left over, these filled 7 hampers. The Gospel of our Lord. How do you bring hope to those who are hopeless? Jesus healed their illness. He cured their deformities. But we are not Jesus. How do we answer those who come to us hurting and in pain? I've known people who are constantly in pain or who have suffered great loss, sometimes through the death of their loved ones or watching their loved ones suffer. And for each individual, the response to suffering is different. Some become bitter and angry and can't understand why God has allowed this to happen. Others believe that God loves them and that he will heal their pain. They have faith that he will turn their sorrow into joy. And even in the midst of their pain, they are able to find moments of joy and gratitude. I honestly don't know what the answer is. How do I bring hope to the hopeless? For those who believe in God and have faith in eternal life, it might be a little easier because we can share the language of the gospel. We can remind them of God's many promises and that in the end, his eternal plan will make all things right. But what of those who do not believe in God or Jesus Christ? How do we heal their hurt? Do we just spout platitudes so that we will pray for them? Or do we just turn away and say that there's nothing we can do because they don't believe, and that until they have faith, they can't be helped, and we will pray for their hearts to be turned? I don't think Jesus would have been satisfied with these answers. In today's gospel, Jesus goes right to the heart of the matter. He heals them, and yes, we don't have that power. But then after he heals them, he sees their human needs and works to fill them. He has pity on them because he sees that they are hungry. He worries that they will collapse on the way home. So he feeds them food, real food. Yes, he pulls out another miracle, finding food for the crowd with only 7 loaves and a few small fish. But the point is he finds a way to take care of their human needs. In this season of Advent, the church teaches us that we are preparing for the coming of Christ in 3 ways. The coming of Christ in his second coming in glory. The coming of Christ in history. Celebrating Christmas Day, his birth with our real world, God among us. And his coming into our present life through the mystery, through the sacrament. And it's through these very sacraments that we receive the strength and the power to be Christ to the world. Even to those without faith or belief in Jesus Christ, we can be humanly present. We can take the time to fulfill their human needs to the best of our abilities to feed his people. Two examples of Christ in the world that I will never forget came at a time of deep hopelessness for me. Yet they brought me peace and strength to carry on and to begin to feel hope again. They both concerned my mother, who suffered a complete organ failure after a triple bypass heart operation. She was unconscious in her hospital bed, and I had been keeping vigil beside her, but I needed a little break. And when I came back from the hospital cafeteria, I found a Dominican friar sitting by my unconscious mom, praying with her. It was late on a Sunday night, and he didn't know me personally, but another friar who knew of my mother's condition but wasn't able to come asked Father Dominic to come in his place, and he did. I still remember the tears of joy I shed upon coming upon the scene of the dimly lit hospital room and Father Dominic praying by my mom's bedside. His physical presence was food for my despairing soul. My mother eventually came out of her coma and recovered enough to come home, although she never fully recovered her health and remained an invalid for the next 3 years of her life. When she died and finally passed away, the second example of Christ in the world came from another Dominican friar. My son was on retreat with the Dominicans when his grandmother passed away, and when I called the retreat center to let him know, the friar in charge was so kind and said he would tell him personally. And his next words were, "What do you need?" Right to the heart of the matter. It turned out I needed a priest to help me with the service for my mom, and he was right there through it all. As Jesus calls his disciples, he calls us. My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. I do not wish to send them away hungry. What do you need? Sometimes all the hopeless need is our presence. To do small physical things, to feed them, to sit with them, to hold them. We may not have the words to answer their questions, to solve their pain. But as Jesus fed the crowd, as Jesus took care of their human needs, we can too. And we know that Jesus will take care of their spiritual needs, that his love will enfold them and hold them and turn their hopelessness into hope.
Oh,